This is VOA News. The government, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in Afghanistan say a massive vehicle-borne bombing of a military base in eastern Ghazni province on Sunday has killed at least 30 security force members. The head of the Ghazni Public Health Department told VOA the blast also injured at least 21 people. Meanwhile, a separate car bombing in southern Zabul province killed three people and injured more than 20, officials told VOA. The head of the provincial council and his security detail were among the victims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the two attacks. Violence in Afghanistan has significantly spiked in recent weeks, with scores of security forces and civilians killed in the month of November alone. Meanwhile, peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government have stalled, and the United States is proceeding with plans to withdraw most of its troops by next year. Colorado Governor Jared Polis and his spouse have tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to his office on Saturday. In a statement, the office said both men are feeling well and will isolate in their home. Polis said in the statement that no person or family is immune to this virus. He urged his fellow Coloradans to follow guidelines to protect against catching it. The statement said the governor will continue to work, although his health will be closely monitored. He's not the first U.S. state governor to have been infected with coronavirus. The governors of Nevada, Virginia, and Missouri have all tested positive for the virus in recent months. The U.S. death count from COVID-19 has risen to more than 266,000 deaths. Those numbers are as of Saturday. From Washington, this is VOA News.